Well, happy Father's Day.
再一次父亲节快乐。
I'd like to have all the fathers who are here this morning stand up and let's show our appreciation to them.
我将让在位是父亲的，请站立起来，我们可以感谢你们一起。
All right.
来，什么？大家拍手。请
Well,
坐。
36 and a half years ago, I became a dad.
36年半之前，我变成父亲。
As you can see by the picture, so long ago it's turned yellow.
你可以看到这张照片都已经花黄了，你都知道已经很久
Yes, I actually did have my hair that long.
了。就像以前老一个司机，我的头发真的是会长得很长，就像照片上面
I
看到
found
的
out
一
it's
样。
a big responsibility being a father.
知道当一个父亲有很大的责任。
Sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not.
有时候觉得是很好，有时候觉得不是很好。
I think one of the best cartoons that portrays that is Family Circus.
他说最对这件事情最有趣的是在这个叫《Family Circus》这一个卡通动画要显示的，是最有趣的。
Billy says, We voted, and on Father's Day, Daddy gets to play all day with us.
所以我们大家在父亲节那一天，父亲可以跟我们一起玩，就那一天。
But Daddy, horses don't run out of gas.
当这个父亲被坐马骑的时候，绝对不可以，没有汽油，接下来可以往前跑。
And this is one for pastors like me. The sermon was good, but I think you could have used a couple of jokes to jazz it up a bit.
他说这个讲道是不错了，但是我觉得应该有些笑话，让他比较有生动活泼一点。
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on being a father, but I have had a lot of experience.
当然，我自己不会称我是专家了，但是我真的有不少的经验。
And I thought maybe this morning I should talk about being a tiger dad.
所以今天早上，我要大家知道，中国人讲的所谓的他是 Tiger Mom，他是 Tiger Dad。
Right, if we're going to have tiger moms, we need tiger dads too,
对，
right? But I thought maybe you'd know more about that than I do.
但是我认为在座的准父亲应该比我知道的要更多，不是父亲了。
So last year I spoke on a topic that I thought was of first importance as a father.
上去年是我讲了一个主题，觉得是当父亲一个最重要的一个前提。
Now is to make the decision as Joshua did, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
就像耶稣要讲的，是说，至于是我跟我的家，我们要侍奉我的主。
And if we as fathers haven't made that decision first, then we got to get that one taken care of first thing.
如果说当做父亲，你还没有做这方面的决定，这件事情就是要做的第一件事情。
This morning, I want to speak about what I feel is the second step that we need to take to be effective fathers.
今天我要讲的是下一个步骤二，怎么样是做一个有效怎么样做一个怎么样有效做一个父亲。
And of course, this sermon is not just for fathers, it's for mothers as well. It includes all parents.
当然，这个不是只针对父亲了，母亲也可以用得到了。
And so we're going to turn to Proverbs 22, verse 6. Just look at the one verse and talk about training our children.
在座有圣经的可以翻到箴言22章，我们只讲其中的一节，第六节。
If you want to follow along and take notes, there is an outline on the back of the bulletin.
今天的方面的单章有一些outline，有一些你可以填上去的。
Well, the translation we read said start off a child, but this translation says to train a child.
当这个单章上面写是 "start a child"，但这边我开始就讲是怎么样去教养我们的子女。
So, what does train mean?
所以说，在这边我要开始跟大家定义什么叫做 train？
If you were to ask my grandsons, they would say, "Oh, I know train. I know Thomas the Train."
我当你知道的话，我儿子我都知道，大家都很知道这汤姆斯这个火车。
Or if you're going to ask someone who's going to get married soon, and she would say, "Oh yes, I know. It's a part of my wedding gown."
你有时候问人家 train 的话，他来讲的那就是我的结婚的婚纱礼衣服的衣裙，很长的。
Actually, I was even surprised at how many different ways we use train in the English language.
当我自己在查做一些研究的时候，发觉这个 train 用的方式有好多种。
As we look at verbs, one of them says it's to make prepared as by exercise for a test of skill.
那这个出现在这个第一个定义是说怎么样去做各种不同的实习练习，让你能够准备考试。
And I immediately think of this. This is my training schedule for a 10K race that I'm going to do next month.
我当然也会看到我就有自己的这个我的这个训练的过程，在下一个月有一个10K的赛跑。
Should say 10 kilometers in case you don't know.
Okay, 10公里。
And then it can also mean to direct the growth of a plant, usually by bending, pruning, and tying.
有时就是像我们在种植物的话，怎么样把这个植物怎么样弯曲，怎么样扭曲，那能够修剪，能够长到你要长的样子。
And some people excel at that. Can you believe this?
甚至你都会看到在图片上面的，把整个树都变成像这样的各种不同的动物，就一种。
And actually, we could use both of these verbs as an illustration of how to train children.
这两个方面，我刚才讲定义，其实都跟我们怎么样去教养儿女都可以都很适用的。
But a third way is as a verb is to teach so as to make fit, qualified, or proficient.
第三个定义是怎么样教他能够变成比较职业式，而且能够符合某种各种不同的标准。
And this is the one that we'll be focusing on this morning.
这是第三个定义，是我今天要特别要讲的。
And you can also train a horse.
你也可以教养马。
You can train a dog.
也可以教养狗。
But we're talking about training our children, and these are the three that we practiced on.
当我们讲到要教养子女，这就是三个子女我所教养长大的。
Of course, you know, sometimes we say child, we might ask who is a child, because I still refer to my 36-year-old daughter as my child.
当你有时候在讲说孩童的话，到底怎么样算是孩童？有时候我认为30岁大，我自己的儿子都还算是孩童。
And we know it's definitely true of little children, and as they grow older, the training becomes less as they learn to live lives by themselves.
当然我们知道很小的小朋友，年纪比较轻的是小朋友，但是慢慢长大，有一段时间还是小朋友。
Do you know what's still interesting? Phone will ring, pick up the phone. Hi, Dad. Hey, I have a question. Hi, Mom. I have a question. What should I do?
有时候你知道，你接了电话，你可能子女就跟他讲说：“父亲啊，母亲啊，我应该怎么样做？”他会跟你问一些问题，所以他们还是有很多事情不知道的。So
I wonder, is the training ever totally done?
所以我认为这是教养是不是会有结束的一天呢？
Well, another question is how do we train?
所以另外一个问题跟大家分享是怎么样去做教养的工作。
Well, in order to train, you must be trained. Is that correct?
你要训练人家，当然你需要先被训练了。
How many of us took classes on how to train our children before they were born? Any of you do that?
有些人有在教养之前你受过教养的课程的，有人在后面举手了。
So do we know what we're doing?
你知道我们怎么样做吗？
I think our kids wonder sometimes.
有时候我们自己的子女都会怀疑这方面的事情。
Probably the only training we had was watching our parents, and did our parents know what they were doing?
我们大概唯一受到的这个课程就是我们自己的父母亲怎么样教养我们。
I find it interesting that in order to take on a job, we have to have years and years and years of training before we're ready to take on a job.
另外一件事情很有趣的是说，当我们要做某方面的工作，我们都是要做过好几年的这个训练，才有办法去做那方面工作，不是吗？
And it's hard to believe that being a parent, no training is required.
你知道自己做父母亲，我们都没有受到什么样的训练，我们就做了父母亲。
You know, we bought bicycles. When I bought a bicycle, look at this manual that they gave me and how to take care of this bicycle.
另外一个是，你看买了一个脚踏车，我有一个这个脚踏车的使用手册，这么厚，我都要练。
And when I buy a car, another manual, and I have another one at home that's this thick, all on how to take care of my car.
那另外还有一个这个车子的使用手册，甚至车子的这个保养手册都是很厚的。
And when we brought our daughter home from the hospital, we were given nothing but a bill and congratulations.
当我们把我们自己的子女带从医院接回来的时候，我们只收到一个恭喜，就这样而已。然后就是另外一个是账单。
So now we have one of the most important jobs in the world, and Nancy and I look at each other and say, do we know what we're doing?
当我们承接了这个世界上最重要的一个责任，我问我的太太 Nancy，我们知道我们要怎么做吗？
I'm curious, how many of the rest of you felt that way?
我们知道在
You know
座有
what we're
多少
doing?
父母亲觉得是这个样子。
Yes, there are times.
实际上，真的是有些时间，我们真的是不知道要做什么。
Well, where can we get training from?
所以，我们怎么样去从哪一方面能够接受到应该得到的训练？
You know, I have this car manual, and it's made by the manufacturer of the car because they know best how to take care of what they made.
你知道我这个使用手册是这个汽车的制造商给我的，因为它是车子的制造商。
And so, who made us?
所以说，谁制造了我们，创造了我们？
Everybody said, God did.
我们的神。
And we have God's training manual because He made us and He knows best how we should
所以说，我们也有神的这个教我们的使用手册，他创造了我们，对我们最了解，所以这个圣经就是我们的使用手册。
function. We'll talk more about that in just a minute.
我们会等一下再多讲一点点。
Can also be trained from those who have done a good job and followed God's principles.
我们也可以从其他人，他们是跟着神这个尽责来教养子女，做而且做了很好的一个工作，我们可以跟着他们来。
In Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it says that older godly parents, it talks about women in particular here, should train the younger ones.
这边在提多书上面讲到，很多老的人，等于是比较近，年纪大的人，他可以训练我们。
I always wonder why that isn't done more in churches. Why doesn't that happen?
我有时在想，这些我们知道以前很好的一个方式，为什么没有在教会能够执行呢？
But God has also blessed us with people like James Dobson and Gary Smalley and Kevin Lehman, all of whose books we read while we were raising our children.
或许在座的知道有几个这个是在福音传播工作上面很贡献很多的，比如这几个上面 list 几个，他们都有写过好多本书在座可能有些人知道的。
But instead of looking at the Bible, and instead of learning from those who have already followed God's principles and done a good job, guess where most young parents look?
你说除了根据这些我们其实知道的朋友，还是知道这些数量，你觉得我们应该是根据什么来教我们的儿女呢？
Well, we couldn't do this, but of course, you Google it when you don't know the answer, right?
有时候你不知道，你就开始用这个Google 去找。
Then you can get 14 different opinions, and they're very confusing too.
有时候你一找的话，有好多种不同的答案，有时甚至比如说十四多种答案，其中有些答案都不见得完全，而且相互有冲突的。
And also, people turn on the TV to talk shows and listen to other people.
有时候甚至呢，那个脱口秀都有在讲这方面教育儿女怎么做的事情。
You know, I like to see whether these people were successful in raising children. I like to see whether these people even had children. They're given all this advice.
有时候这些人给这些劝告，给这些的人，是不是自己有子女，而且他的子女是不是教养很成功，我们不
Because
知道。
you know how it is before you have children, you know all the answers on raising children.
因为在没有教养在你自己没有儿女之前，你都知道哇，我知道怎么做怎么做。
Then you get children and you don't have any answers.
当你有子女的话，情况又不一样，你会讲说，我真的是什么都不知道。
And even if we look at these two places for advice, do they give good advice? Do they check it out by God's word? We need to check it out by God's word, and why not go with what God says first?
所以说，你有很多东西，你可以去找，说怎么样去教养儿女？为什么不直接去找源头去问神怎么样去教养儿女？
We also need to set the example.
我们甚至而且有一个东西要自己要设立榜样，自己做榜样。
We'll talk about learning styles in just a minute, but how many of us learn best if somebody would say, "Well, let me just show you how to do it"?
有些人会不会学习过程中间，你学的是不是让人家教你怎么做，你做的会更好呢？
I learned quite well that way. With somebody show, let's show you how to do it.
Yeah, 让人家学你是不是？我自己觉得这样做我学得很快。
Have we as parents ever told our kids, "Don't do as I do, do as I say"?
有时候你会跟你的子女讲说，不照我跟你讲的做，但是不要学我的样子去做。
You know what my response is to that?
你知道我自己怎么样？我的回答是怎么样呢？
They'll ignore what you say, and they will do what you do, and maybe even worse than what you do.
你知道吗？孩童有时候就是完全忽略你叫他们要做，而且 更麻烦的是，就是跟着你要做的去做，有时候甚至是不是你要他们做的。
And of course, you know we need to reward good behavior.
有时候当然在驯养过程中间，我们必须要奖赏一些好的这个行为。
And of course, we must discipline bad behavior.
有时候就是要管束跟管束不良的行为。
So the how to, you probably know these things already, but the next question is, what should we train them?
所以另外一个问题是我们应该要训练他们哪一方面的事情。
Well, if you look back at Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, in the way he should go.
在第三在这个在箴言第三章是讲说应该训练神的自己的方式，用神的方式训练他们。
Whenever we train something or someone, there is always a goal that we hope to reach.
有时候我们在要训练的时候，我们总是有一个目标，我们要去达到。
Since I like to use a bow and arrow, I use a target as an example.
这时候我就让大家看这个图画，这是一个箭靶。
What is your target for your children?
你是训练你的子女，你的子女要训练他的目标在哪里？
In other words, how will you determine whether your child is successful or not?
另外一个，转一个另外一面来问这个问题，就是说你怎么用什么方式，你认为你的子女是成功还是失败
？Just for interest, I would like you to turn, even if you don't have children, if you had children, what would be three things, the top three things that you would want to see your child succeed in?
我让大家能够左右邻居，大家彼此讨论一下。你认为，如果是认为头三件事情，这三件事情是你认为你的儿女是成功的，大家彼此可以交通讨论一下。
Turn to a person close to you and just talk about it for a minute.
让你的左边、右边，大家稍微讨论一下，看看哪三件事情你可以认为你的子女是，你觉得让你的子女是成功的。
So, what three ways would you want your child to succeed in?
Good, I would say, kind of like characters, one thing, and then we'll be able to take out any challenge without feeling fear of failure.
Even a 30-mile bike ride?
Even a 30-mile. Don't be afraid. Courage to explore, and really full of love.
Good.I guess my number one is that they would be a follower of Jesus Christ,
okay.
And that they would find what God's calling is in their life and follow that. You already know what I'm going to say, so you know what I'm going to
I have no clue. I'm reading this, but I'm still figuring out what I'm trying to say.
Okay, just keep those things in mind for a while.
So, 当大家讨论的时候，就把一些可能你想的事情放在你自己心里面。我们还会继续讨论下去。
The verse is very specific. It says, in the way he should go. And so the first thing that we think of is to train them in the way that God wants them to live.
在这个箴言第三章第六节是这样子讲的，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
Ephesians 6 verse 4 says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
在以弗所书第六章Which one is that again?
Ephesians 6:4.
6:4. Okay. Give me a second. Oops. Would you repeat it again? Okay.说父亲不要动你儿子的怒而且另外是将他们带养长大在神的教训跟训练当中。
So I will just go through this very quickly, but the first thing is in training and instruction of the Lord from Ephesians 6:4 and what to teach him. Ephesians 6:4 is the instruction of the Lord.
第一个是学的是神的训练的他的一个教导。
And of course, that includes the Bible and all the teachings about God, which is very, very much detailed.
在神教导的事情有很多各种不同的细则。
In Deuteronomy 6, verses 7 through 9 tells us when to teach.
在箴言里面讲是什么时候要教导他们。
This morning, I want to focus mainly on how to
今天早上我要跟大家讲的是怎么样去训练他们。
So as we use the Bible, we need to find verses about raising children, and there are verses in the Bible specifically about raising children.
当我们要用圣经的话，我们就要了解圣经在哪些章节怎么样教导带养我们的子女。
There aren't as many as I would like, but there are a lot, or a number of them anyway.
说、so, 当然不是有很多，但是也有不少的东西可以帮助我们怎么样教导我们自己的子女。
And of course, the best example of a father is God, and so we can look at God as a father, an example for us to follow.
当然最好的一个榜样就是神自己，因为神自己就是一个很好的父亲。
And by this I mean his character, his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his justice, and all the rest.
我们在讲的就是神自己的品性、神的个性、他的爱、他的仁慈、他的慈悲。
We may not have had very good examples of fathers on this earth about how to be a father.
我们或许在这个地上，我们没有一个很好的一个榜样，我们知道怎么样做父亲。
In fact, for some, Father's Day is a very, very difficult day because of the experience that they've had with their father.
有时候对某些人来讲，这个父亲节或许是一个对他们讲不是一个，是一个比较伤痛的日子，因为他的父亲不是很好。
But God is a great example of a father and how to be a father to our children.
但是我们的神是一个很好的父亲。
We can also look in the Bible at good parents or parents who succeeded and to follow their example.
我们也可以看到圣经里面一些教导，有些父亲可以变成功的做我们的榜样，我们可以跟着他们做。
And we can also look at parents who failed and avoid their example.
我们可以也学的一个榜样，一个负面的也算是我们的榜样。有些父亲母亲没有做一个很好榜的失败了，我们也可以做借鉴。
Now, you fathers are very smart, and you're starting to realize that this is going to be a lot of work.
或许在座的父亲就会想说，这下子就有很多的工作要做了。
And you might even be saying, I can't do that, I don't have the time, or several other reasons.
你或许会想说，或许我真的是没有时间可以要做这些事情，你有很多的借口。
I think that those can be lies from Satan that he wants us to believe to keep us from doing what God wants us to do.
所以我在想，这是撒旦的这个谎言，因为这是撒旦不要让我们去做他要我们做的事。
To be honest, do we sometimes have a lot of time for other things that are less important than training our children?
有时候我们觉得我们有更多的时间比去做我们更其他不重要的事情，没有像教养子女那么重要的。
It's sad sometimes to see fathers training their children in sports and hobbies, some things like this that are okay, but they're neglecting the training them about God.
有时候父母亲会训练这个子女做一些，比如说体育的工作、其他的东西，但是忘记去训练他们做神的工作。
And what can actually happen is we end up training them to make God out of these things rather than God.
他们有时候就是没有让他们训练去真的是了解神。
But when we look at this in the way he should go, it can also mean in according to the way that God has uniquely made our children and his plans for their lives.
有些事情我们也可以从我们的子女学到一些事情，神怎么样去创造这些我们的子女。
Now I used to grow fruit trees and graft fruit trees, and so if I would get a young tree like this,
那我经常种一些植物我先有一个小的树种起来。
We're trying to find out everything I knew about this tree, what its enemies were, how it should be pruned, what kind of fertilizer it needed, etc. All these things I would study it.
这时候我就把去完全去了解这棵树，它的敌人是在哪里，怎么样浇水，怎么样修剪，怎么样培养这棵树。
So I would take it and I would grow it and I would train it according to what I knew and I would watch carefully over it.
就是根据着我了解的这些东西，我就慢慢的怎么样去种这个，小心的将这棵树种起来。
And we should take the same attitude towards our children. We need to be students of our children.
就是同样的一个态度，我们也是真的要去像种这棵树一样，我们要去了解我们自己的子女。
I don't have time to develop these this morning, but there are a number of things here I want to give you that I think you should follow up on and study more. They were very helpful to us.
我有很多事情可以跟大家分享，因为时间的关系，我跟大家分享几个重要的观点。
Have you noticed that no two children are alike?
大家知道没有两个 孩童是完全一模一样的，子女一样一模一样的。
I come from a family of nine and we're all different.
我从一家是有九个子女的，每一个都不一样。
Some people just say we're weird, but that's true too.
有些人认为我们每个人都是怪胎啊，实际上我们就是怪胎了。
But we need to know how God has uniquely made our child.
我们应该知道是神怎么样创造我们每个人都一个很特殊的方式。
And the first one I put up here may surprise you, but you need to know the difference between boys and girls.
第一件事情跟大家分享的是，你或许会非常惊讶。第一件事情了解的是男童跟女童有不一样的。
You notice girls are a lot different than boys, and boys are a lot different than girls.
你知道这个女童跟男童有不一样，男童跟女童也有不一样吗？
And we need to let boys be boys, and we need to let girls be girls.
所以说，因为了解这方面，那就是要让男童就是男童，女童就是女童。
And they will go through stages as well. Our youngest daughter liked to hug and hug, and our son, once in a while.
所以就像他们在成长过程中间，我的女儿特别喜欢这个拥抱，但是我的儿子就不大喜欢。
We need to know their likes and dislikes. You probably already do pretty well on this one.
当对你自己子女，当你了解他们喜爱的东西是什么，他们不喜爱的东西是什么。
We need to know what their talents and their gifts are.
我们也知道他们的才干跟天生的禀赋在哪里。
I'm not talking about the ones you would like them to have. I'm talking about the ones they actually have.
我在讲的不是你要他们的天生禀赋在哪里，但是我要你们了解他们自己本身的禀赋在什么地方。
We need to know what their temperament is.
你们要了解他们的个性跟气质在什么地方。
How many of you have ever studied the temperaments? Any of you?
有些人有多少知道有去研究这个个性跟品质的
？It's actually quite interesting, and I have a couple recommendations for you. Tim LaHaye's book, Spirit Control Temperament, is an excellent book.
哇，在这方面真是非常有意思的话题。这位作者有一本书，就像这个 PowerPoint 这个秀出来的一个。
To help you to understand why your kids are so different from each other.
这就知道你的这个个性是，他这边讲的是圣灵控制的这个品格个性。
Gary Smalley also teaches on it, and he has a personality types inventory, which is the same thing as temperament.
他这个 Gary Smalley 刚才我们提到了这个，他有很多的这个培训的工作，也在专门在讲这个，用四个 animal 来强调这四个不同的个性。
We need to know what our children's learning style is.
我们也要知道这个，我们的儿女是他们的学习的方式是在哪里。
It's interesting that kids that people used to say were not teachable found out that they're very teachable if you just teach them in a different way.
有时候我们觉得我们的自己子女是不是非常可教的，但是如果你发觉他们用方式其他的方式来教他，结果他们学得很快。
Nancy's brother would be a good example of this.
那个我太太 Nancy 她的弟兄就是一个很好的一个例子。
He said he had a reading disability.
他觉得他有一个没办法看书的这个没办法念书。
So he's automatically classified as a kid that's not smart.
所以他因为他没办法去读书，就觉得就被人家认为是这小朋友不是聪明的小朋友。
That was a long ways from the truth.
这是完全都是不是真实的。
He could take a tractor manual. He did this, tore down a diesel engine.Put it back together, and ran great.
Oh my! 他可以把一个这个就所谓的拖引机的手册念完，而且把他的引擎从解到最小的一个部分，最小的部分又把它再装回去。
We also need to know their love language.
我们也知道他们的这个他们的爱的语言是在哪里。
How many of you are familiar with the love languages?
有些人知道这个爱的语言在哪边？我看到后面有一只手举起来了。
It's very important. You know, in my family, my one brother said, "Oh, I don't felt like my dad never loved us."
有时候你知道这个爱的这个语言很重要。有时候我自己的亲人讲说，我父亲都不爱我。
And I said, "What?"
哎，我自己就问说，奇怪了。
It's because we felt loved in different ways.
因为我们感受爱的方式真是有很多不同的方式。
And you may actually think you're loving your child and showing love to your child, and they don't really feel that at all.
你觉得你爱你的子女，但是你自己的子女觉得一点都不爱你，一点都不 被爱。
By the way, it's also true with husbands and wives.
这也是这个丈夫跟太太中间也是一样。
And Gary Smalley, or Gary Chapman, I'm sorry, wrote the book The Five Love Languages and even has the five love languages of children.
他这个这位作者写了这个五种爱的言语的啊，对小朋友的爱的不同的五种不同的爱的言语。
So I highly recommend these five things to learn about your children, to learn exactly how God has made them and created them.
就是了解的话，是你可以从这边怎么了解神怎么样创造我们的子女。
And then you need to use this information to direct them towards what God wants them to be.
这时候用了这些很重要的讯息之后，你就可以慢慢的带领他们走向神的道路。
Tell your children how they are good in this area and how God has blessed them in this area and how uniquely and wonderfully they are made.
你应该跟你的子女讲说，他们在方面真的是做得很好，也跟他讲说，他们在神所重视的那方面都做得很好。神要他们做的，他们都做得很好。
We had a song we played regularly for our children called "I'm Something Special, I'm the Only One of My Kind."
我们经常有一首歌是在讲说，我是真的是不同的，我是全世界上唯一一个人，没有人像我一样的那首歌。
And then we need to train them and get them training in these areas that God has gifted them in, and see that they can do their best with God's help.
所以我们应该要教导他们，应该教导他们在有天才、有禀赋的地方教导他们。
I have a question for you.
我对在诸位的家长有一个问题。
What if, after being a student of your child, you found out that God has made them differently than what you want to direct them towards or what you want them to be?
当你在做一个很好的学生，是了解你自己的子女的时候，你发觉你的子女的天才禀赋并不是你想要他们要成功或是成为的人的时候，你怎么样去？
What if your target and God's target are two different targets?
你换句话来讲说，你想象的目标跟神要子女做的目标，两个目标是不同样的鉴宝，这时候怎么办
？Could you accept the way your child has been uniquely made and give them your blessing?
你是不是能够接受说你的子女是非常特殊创造的，而给他们？祝福他们能够做这方面，你不没办法，你不要你要他们做的事。
So you also need to train them according to God's goals.
所以说，我们也要训练跟神的这个目标来训练我们的子女。
These goals are goals that every child can reach with God's help, and every one of them can be a success as far as God is concerned.
这些事情是我要跟大家分享的，是神让所有的子女都能够成功的一些目标。
Every child can become a devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
每一个子女都可以跟着一心一意变成耶稣基督的跟随者。
Every child can learn to develop the character of Jesus in their life.
每一个人都可以发展develop 这个耶稣基督的品格品性。
Every child can be totally surrendered to God's will for their life.
每个小朋友都可以完全的降服在神的意志下面。
And every child can serve God wherever he wants them, even if others would not consider them successful.
每个小朋友都可以去侍奉主，即使他的父母亲认为他们是失败的。
Now, look carefully at these four goals.
大家看一下这四个目标，仔细的看这四个目标。
If our children were successful in these four areas, could we say with our whole heart, "My child, I'm so proud of you because you are a success according to God"?
如果说我们看了这四个目标，如果说我们的子女能够达成这方面的四目标，是不是觉得非常的骄傲？说我的子女，我真的是为感到非常的骄傲。
So let's go back to what you talked about with the person next to you about your target goals.
所以说，跟你左右的邻居刚才讨论的这三个不同目标的时候
，How do these fit in with your target goals?
所以说，这个跟你刚才心里想的这个的目标有什么不同？有什么相近的地方？
See, I'm very concerned about the goals that many Christian parents are pushing their children towards.
有时候我非常的担心啊，基督教的家长啊，在某些方面会要求他们子女啊做的。
Here are some that I've heard students talking about, and I've heard parents talking about. See if any of these are goals that you have.
啊，我这是跟一些啊学生稍微谈一下，这是我们父母亲要我们做的。大家看一下上面投影的。
So as we look at these, how many of us would admit that these things are the top goals that we have for our children?
当你看一下的时候，这是不是啊你自己心里面想的这个所谓的啊比较高的目标？
And if they accomplish these things, then we'll be very proud of them.
如果说他们能够完成这某一部分，我们真的是会对他们感到非常的骄傲。
In fact, maybe in our own way, we will make sure a lot of people know how well they have done.
有时候我们都是为啊他们达成的时候，我们跟左右啊认识的朋友啊宣讲他们的成功。
As far as God is concerned, could we reach all of these goals and still be a failure?
你根据神的标准来讲，是不是有可能是这样子的？这所有的每一件事情都达成了，但是在神的眼光里面，你还是一个失败的。
What if our children don't reach these goals? Will we consider ourselves and them a failure?
Could you repeat the question again?
What if they don't achieve these goals? Will we consider ourselves and them failures?
如果说他们小朋友没有达成这上面所有的目标，我们是不是觉得他们是一个失败的人？
Now, I don't want you to misunderstand. I am not saying that these are bad goals. What I'm asking of you is, what do you base your measure of success on?
我的问题其实并不是针对这几个 goal 说他们是好还是坏，我的问题主要一个问题是说，你的目标达成那个东西的，它的标准衡量是在什么地方？
And what if your child felt that God wanted them to go to a Christian school instead of a prestigious school because they wanted to take Bible classes to grow in their knowledge of God and to be with other Christians?
如果说你今天的子女跟人家讲说，他不需要去一个有声誉的名校，比如说长春藤的学校，他要去一个基督教学校去学神的话语，你会觉得怎么样？
What if they felt because of the way God had gifted them that they wanted to major in a field that they loved, but they aren't sure that we would let them?
另外一件事就是说，他觉得神感动他们要追寻他们要做的，他们觉得天赋禀赋。趋向的地方，但是他不是你，那个不是你要他做的事，你觉得会怎么样？
What if they felt God wanted them to have a career in a field that others aren't impressed by or where they didn't make much money?
或许他们今天所要做的工作，并不是让很多人觉得非常眼睛一张亮的事情，还是觉得不是觉得非常荣耀的事情，你会让他们去做吗？
So I challenge you today to make God's goals your goals, to train your children that these things are the most important things.
所以说，让大家一个挑战，就是说，让神的目标成为你今天教育子女的目标。
And then, if God chooses to give them these other things, that's fine. But if not, we know that we are still successful and they are successful as far as God is concerned.
如果说今天神在方面带领着小朋友，能够再继续有这些其他方面的这些成就，这也是很好的事情，一点都无可厚非。
I think we need to keep asking ourselves this question.
我觉得我们应该继续的问我们自己这个问题。
What really matters? What other people think or what God thinks?
重要的事情是人家怎么样想，还是神怎么样想？
That brings us to the last part. It says, when he is old, he will not turn from it.
这就是最后一个问题，跟大家讲说，当他变老的时候，永远都不会离开。
How many of you do some things just like your parents did?
有些人认为是你做的事情就跟你自己的父母亲做的完全一样的。
How many of you ever accused your spouse of saying, that's just like your mother or father?
有时候你觉得自己的配偶，你就讲说你就是像你的父母亲一模一样。
I heard a story. I think it's true, but I'm not sure. But it's kind of interesting.
我听到一个故事啊，我不知道是不是真实的，但是看了觉得很有意思，跟大家一起分享。
A young couple got married.
一对配偶一对刚结婚。
One day she was preparing a roast for dinner that night.
一个人准备一个玫瑰花，要准备他们的晚餐。
And she took the roast and put on the cutting board and cut off about this much of the end.
他就把那个玫瑰花就切到剩下那个茎节就这么一点点.
And she stuck it in the pan and put it in the oven to roast it.
Oh, I'm sorry, roast. I'm sorry. I said roast. Okay, 他说他是烧烤的东西，把切了一小块放在那个 oven 里面去.
So we were cooking something else. Huh?
I thought it was a roast. Yeah, is it roast? Okay, I'm sorry. I missed the consonant of T. I couldn't hear really well.
Hey, it made him laugh.
That's good. That's unintentionally.
So,
at least they figured one out. They are paying attention. That's one good thing.
We knew who was sleeping and who was paying attention.
That's probably true. Yeah.
And the young husband was just puzzled. He said, why do you do that?
So 这个年轻的丈夫就觉得你为什么这样子做呢?
She said, I don't know. That's what my mother always did.
她说我母亲老是都是这样做的.
So they said, let's ask your mother.
那你就去跟你母亲问一下.
Said, why do you always cut the end off a roast?
你为什么是这样子整理那个烧烤的肉?
So she said, I don't know, that's what my mother always did.
And now 一问一下就是说是她的母亲.
So they decided to ask the grandmother.
最后她终于问了曾祖母.
Grandmother said, oh, that's simple. My pan was too small, so I always had to cut the end off.
所以最后一个问题就是说因为我烧烤那个盘子很小所以说老是把那个切得很小块就是这个样子.
So you see what it means when we're old, we don't turn from it.
所以说最后我们怎么样做一直都不会改变了。But
this is how it applies to this passage.
所以说这就是这一个章节的一个应用.
If we have used worldly standards as a major success in the training our children, that's what they'll live by for the rest of their life, and they'll probably also teach their children.
所以说我们要是用这个属世的标准来教养我们的子女的话，我们的子女就会跟着方面来走。 甚至他的子女的子女也是跟着这样走。
But if we bring our children up in the training and instruction of the Lord, if we use God's word as a measure of success, that's what they'll live by. That's probably what they'll train their children to live by as well.
我们如果说用神的话语来教导他，我们的子女就会跟着神的话语来走，他的子女也会跟着这样子来走。
How many parents here today want to be proud of their children?
家长们，很多人举手，你们都要为你的子女，要觉得要。
It's a natural thing. It really is. And it's a good thing.
那这是我们自己，家长都是会觉得对自己子女都很骄傲的。
2 weeks ago, we went to our grandson's kindergarten graduation.
我去我们那个这个孙子的这个幼稚园的毕业典礼。
And it was more fun watching the parents than it was the children.
其实看这些子女，看家长比较有意思，比看这些子女。
If I had my camera, I'd have taken a picture of some of them, you know.
Kind of like 在后面你看到所有的家长，每个人都各种不同的姿势来照他们自己的子女， 比看这些小朋友更有意思。
Well, you know what? It's not just us as parents that want to be proud of our children. God wants to be pleased and proud of his children as well.
不只是我们家长会觉得非常的荣耀，非常的骄傲，甚至我们自己的天父也会觉得非常的骄傲。
Not only that, but children want to be pleased with their lives and fulfilled and happy according to what God wants.
这时候的小朋友是对着他们自己的生命，他觉得能够荣耀神，他们也觉得非常的高兴。
And you know what? It's possible. If we will be, and we will be blessed if we just follow Proverbs
22:6.
So would you read this verse with me?
所以说我们大家一起翻开圣经，我们一起念22:6，在这个箴言上面。
Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
中文，大家一起教养儿童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Do you believe that this morning?
你觉得相信这件事情吗？
I trust you not only believe it, but with God's help, you will put it into practice. Happy Father's Day.
我不只认为你应该相信他，而且为神的帮助，你也把它实行。大家在众父亲节快乐。
谢谢，瑞安牧师的正道，再次提醒我们要找。